One of the most famous gothic thrillers has been recast for a new generation.
Last night, I dreamt I went to Manderley again.
Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier was a bestseller when it arrived in 1938 and was turned into an award-winning film by Alfred Hitchcock. It's a novel about a woman who is so subsumed by her new husband's dead wife, Rebecca, that she doesn't even have a name. She's simply the narrator. But it is essentially a book about women, women with few choices at the mercy of powerful men. Lisa Gabriel's new novel, The Winters, is a modern update of the classic tale, in which some things have changed, but others have not.
My relationship with Rebecca goes way back. I was introduced to the actual story as a gothic thriller film by Alfred Hitchcock. And it wasn't until I was in high school that I actually read Daphne du Maurier's novel, and it just blew the top of my head off. Because in the film, Rebecca dies by accident, but in the book, she's murdered by her husband, Maxim de Winter, and the unnamed narrator still roots for him and still wants to be with him. And then I think that it was the fall of 2016 when I popped in the DVD and watched Rebecca as a way to have a break from the news, when I just had this overwhelming sense that men were getting away with so much. And then to watch Maxim de Winter have his happy ending, it was just too irresistible to demonstrate exactly all the ways in which women have changed over the years and how men, especially rich, powerful ones, haven't. The unnamed narrator of The Winters has a lot in common with the unnamed narrator of Rebecca, but she also differs in some key ways. She's got far more agency. She's far more independent. But she has the loner qualities that are inherent to a narrator of this kind of story. She's sort of unmoored from society, doesn't have a ton of friends. She's an orphan, and so susceptible to a man like, in my book, he's called Max Winter, kind of swooping in the beginning and sweeping her off her feet. And that was part of the experiment when I first came to imagine an updated version, say, of Rebecca. Would a woman today be as equally susceptible to a man with similar qualities to Maxim de Winter? And I guess the answer is yes. And then my favorite character in Rebecca is Mrs. Danvers, the evil housekeeper that makes our unnamed narrator's life a misery. And there was just no way for me to update that character. Anyone who behaved the way Mrs. Danvers does in Rebecca would just be fired in America. So I needed to find some sort of character that had the same threatening qualities but was equally as unmovable. You couldn't do anything about her presence. And in that case, I bring you Dani Winter, the stepchild from hell. She's also one of the characters who knows Rebecca, and so that forces my young, unnamed narrator to decide who she believes. Suddenly, I found myself writing a thriller about a blended family and the lies and secrets surrounding the death of Rebecca. I often call The Winters a response to Rebecca. This is what would happen now if you take those characters and put them in a similar dynamic and set them free. And I found what was interesting about having a 15-year-old character is she brought a whole fresh perspective. And I'm finding that a lot. You know, I'm a middle-aged woman, and I'm constantly schooled by young women these days about issues around feminism and agency and what I have a right to. And I find the kinds of behaviors that young women are not putting up with very inspiring. And I found that to be quite an eye-opening experience writing the book. I didn't have the answers going in, and I came out feeling like, okay, I think women are going to be okay if we actually paid a bit more attention to the younger generation and what they're really trying to tell us.
Lisa Gabriel is the author of The Winters.